Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Before I go into the Word, I just feel to wait for a moment in the presence of the Lord. He wants to speak and minister to His people. For the Lord would say, "My beloved, I am the Lord, and I will never fail thee nor forsake thee. The eye of the Lord is upon the righteous. His ear is open to their cry. I am the God who healeth thee, not only your physical body, but the wounds and arrows and heartaches that have come through the work of the enemy, through those who have not understood, to those who have not appreciated, to those that have disregarded that which you have done in my name to be a blessing to them. I am the Lord, and I ask you to give to me those cares and those burdens. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. My ears are open to their cry. And you are not forsaken, you are not cast away, but I am with you during this time. I am guiding your steps, and it is the work of the adversary to keep you in sorrow and in confusion. But I say unto you, I will restore that which the enemy has stolen. I will give unto you beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. And you shall see and you shall understand why the Lord has withheld. For in my timing, that which I will bring, because I am working in situations and places and areas that you do not know of at the moment, and you shall see the great wisdom in the and love of the Lord when I shall bring forth my blessing and my enlarging of your own situation, where you will see where you have been stolen from by the works of darkness. I will restore that which the palmer worm and the caterpillar and the cankerworm hath eaten. Rejoice in your God. The arm of the Lord is not shortened that it cannot see save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. And I have heard you, my beloved. Be strengthened. Receive the impartation of my glory into your physical body, that you will know that the Lord has heard and that I strengthen you even this moment, says your God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. God is good. You know, I was just thinking, before coming on the air, I was looking at the book of Zephaniah, and in verse 17 it says, "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee," he's speaking to us, "is mighty. He will save, and he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing." Praise God. In verse 20, "At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes." Our God is a God that delivers. Praise the Lord. He is pouring out His grace. He's pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh. And Ephesians says He's raised us up together and has made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so, beloved, in this hour in which we're living, we are going to experience His marvelous grace to us, and we are going to be kept in His presence. This is a great hour to be alive as we approach the closing chapters of human history. A new hour, a new day of victory is dawning for God's children. And the ushering in of God's divine invitation to the hearts of multitudes before it's everlastingly too late. And so it doesn't matter what our background is, what our culture, what race, what economic strata we belong to, God wants all men to come to the knowledge of the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the only way there can be peace on earth. True brotherly love is till man's heart is changed. You remember when you were saved? Do you remember the difference that everything became new? And that's true. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things become new. And Jesus, right now, He's extending His arms of love to you. Can you sense His presence? Whomsoever will may come. The Bible says that God has made of one blood all nations, all mankind. We basically are related. Our first parents were Adam and Eve. But what are we going to do about it? Are we going to allow God to strengthen us, to realize that the problems, the troubles, the hindrances we have gone through is because of the enemy who wants to defeat God's plan for our lives? Are we willing to go out and be our brother's keeper? And sometimes the reason why some folks just can't keep the victory is that they become self-focused, self-centered. They don't allow themselves to reach out to others. And as a result, if you don't give out what you've received, you stagnate. You become miserable and irritable and grouchy, just like a body of water. If it doesn't continue to receive the fresh inflow and as well as outgo, then it does stagnate. And so, beloved, the one way to crowd out fear, and that is such an enemy today. There is such fear. You have to be prayed up to listen to the evening news, to listen to what's going on, because there's so much hatred, so much evil, wickedness abounding. So the only way to crowd out fear and stress and anxiety is to fill your heart with His divine love. That's what He wants to do right now. Lord, I just take authority over fear and stress, anxiety. And Father, I ask You to replace that with the peace of God, which passes all understanding, a knowledge of faith that You are in control, that even when things don't look like it, You are in control and You are working out Your purposes, Your plans that You have for Your children in our lives, Lord. We trust that. We affirm that. And so there's not room for fear, beloved, for doubt, for indecision, but only oneness with Him. The Lord is bringing His children into their inheritance, and it won't be fully complete, obviously, until we sit with Him in the kingdom. But He is giving us vast portions of our inheritance right now, spiritually. That's why it's important that we must mature in the things of God, become full-grown sons and daughters. And that beautiful Psalm, Psalm 2, it's talking about the Lord. Verse 6 says, "Yet have I set my King upon my holy hill in Zion." Verse 7, "I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession." Verse 10, "Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, rejoice with trembling, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him." Now, this is obviously speaking of Jesus, but we are adopted into God's family. We are His children, His sons, and His daughters. And so we can ask the Lord for the nations. We can ask the Lord for the unsaved, for our loved ones, for our family. And It's important, though, that we recognize the reason I think some of the adverse things we've gone through is to make us rely more and more on the Lord. Where could you go but to the Lord? That's an old chorus we used to sing. Who really can be a help? Only God can. But through these temptations, through these trials, Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. So would it be any less for us? And obviously, in a family, you'd never turn over large fortunes to a child. What happens? They have a guardian until they're old enough to manage it. Neither does the Lord turn over everything to children who are yet playing in a sandbox and throwing sand in each other's eyes. The fact that we can shout and dance, that doesn't make you mature or moving in the gifts. It's a matter of character, beloved. That's the important thing. And in Romans, the 8th chapter, let me read verse 33. Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. And then those beautiful words, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation, distress, persecution. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And a final scripture, let me turn to John, the 10th chapter, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I've given unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. Praise God. Beloved, we are his children, and we need to rest every day, be confident with that assurance that Jesus loves us, the Father has loved us, and he's translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. And it's only just beginning. The best is yet to be. Praise God. Well, I love you. And as always, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And please know I do ask for your prayer support in the ministry. And know that I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, as well as my radio family. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.